भगवद्गीता 5.20 न प्रहरिषेत् प्रियं प्राप्य नो द्विजेत् प्राप्य च प्रियं स्थिरबुद्धिरसम्मूढो ब्रह्मविद् ब्रह्मणि स्थितः. सो कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग हियर अबाउट द पर्सन हू इज ऑन द स्टेज ऑफ लिबरेशन. And how does that person act? Na praharishet priyam prapya. Na praharishet. Does not delight in, does not become jubilant. Priyam prapya. Na praharishet priyam prapya. No dvijet prapya cha priyam. No dvijet, no dvijet. That means that this person na udvijet. Is not agitated or not dejected. Prapya cha priyam sthira buddhir asammoodho. Sthira buddhir. Now dvijet prapya cha priyam sthira. Sthira is very steady. Buddhir. Sthira buddhir asammoodho. Asammoodho. One who is not at all disturbed, not illusioned. Asammoodho brahmavid brahmani sthitaha. Such a person is the knower of Brahman. And brahmani sthitaha is situated in Brahman. So brahmani sthitaha was the phrase that was used in the previous verse also. Tasmad brahmani te sthitaha. So here it is continued. The same theme is being continued. And even the same word is also used. So, that this person is situated in Brahman. Now, na praharishet priyam prapya, no dvijet prapya cha priyam. So, this is a theme which has come repeatedly in the Bhagavad Gita. That don't be elated amidst gain and don't be dejected amidst loss. So, what is the point of this? Is it meant to sentence us to an emotionless, barren existence? No. It is primarily meant to help us have a focused, purposeful existence. In this world, if our goal is in this world itself, then what happens in this world will affect us hugely. So naturally, if I have no goal beyond this world, if to become famous, to become wealthy, to become powerful, these are my goals. Then if I am unable to attain a goal, then naturally I will be miserable. I will be frustrated. And if I achieve it, then I will be in the seventh heaven. I will be ecstatic. I will be just jumping up and down in joy. So now, but the problem is this world itself is temporary and everything in this world is temporary. Therefore, what we attain in this world doesn't last for long. And ultimately, those who make this world his goal are left with nothing at the end of life. Even if they succeed, even if they are among the few, rare few who succeed in achieving that goal. So therefore, for one who has made something beyond this world, the eternal world, the goal, then what happens in this world is not very consequential. So, the point of not being elated amidst success and not being dejected amidst failure is not meant to make us emotionless. It is meant to make us purposeful, to make us purposefully stay focused on life's ultimate goal. Now when we do this, how does a person do like this that is not elated or dejected amidst happiness and distress? So, sthira buddhir asammoodho. Sthira buddhir. Sthira buddhi means, sthira is steady, buddhi, fixed intelligence. So, asammoodho, both of them are related. Sammoodho is, moodho is to be deluded. Now a person who is moodha, moodha means foolish. The word mudha is often used to refer to a donkey or a person who has donkey-like intelligence. That means not very intelligent. Asamudho, sthirabuddhir, asamudho, brahm. Now, these two are related because if the intelligence is not steady, then the intelligence will get deluded. So, if I am not able to fix my intelligence on what is the most important, if we keep oscillating, thinking maybe this is important, maybe that is important, maybe that is important, then we will not be able to achieve anything worthwhile. Because as it is said that if you want to get water, you can't dig a little at 100 places. You have to dig deep at one place and the right place, of course. So similarly, sthira buddhi, the intelligence is fixed. Asammoodho. Now what can make the intelligence unfixed, what can make the intelligence waver, is when we get deluded. Now naturally, when we get deluded, first it is the mind which gets deluded, and afterwards the intelligence gets deluded. This has been discussed in the sequence in 2.62 and 63, where first the mind starts contemplating dhyayato, and then as the sequence moves forwards, smriti brahmashat buddhinasho buddhinashat pranashyati, that comes in the 63rd verse. So basically, asammoodho, that means one is not deluded, sthira buddhir asammoodho. So the person says fixed, not affected by illusions of this world. And then, brahmavit brahmani sthitaha, the person who is situated like this is the knower of Brahman and is situated in Brahman. So, just as a person who has, say, $1 million, then if, say, a 5 rupee coin falls out of the pocket, then that $1 million person with $1 million has an abundance mentality. I have so much. And when the 5 rupee coin falls off, say, falls off his pocket while he comes out of the car, and there's a beggar nearby, and the beggar immediately pounces on that coin. And the beggar looks up anxiously, will this man claim it? The man smiles, you take it. And now, on the other hand, say, that beggar is just walking along, and suddenly, he slips and the coin falls off his pocket, falls off his hand. And it slips and falls ahead. And then immediately another beggar wants to pounce on it, and he will fight. He says, this is my coin. He says, no. I got it. Possession is 9/10 of ownership, some people argue. So the second beggar may say, it's mine. And the first beggar will want to fight 2/10. Why did the millionaire not bother to fight? Because the millionaire has so much that this loss doesn't matter. So, similarly, when we are Brahmavid Brahmani Sthitaha, when we know our spiritual nature and when we are situated in our spiritual nature, so knowing and being situated are not the same thing. Actually, to be situated is higher than to know. Though, of course, both of them help each other. So, some people may know that I am Brahman, but still they may not be situated at Brahman level because their desires keep dragging them down to the material level. But one who is Brahma with Brahmani Sthitaha, that person is experiencing spiritual happiness. And because of experiencing spiritual happiness, what happens at the material level is so na praharishet priyam prapya. So when priyam prapya comes, when a 5 rupee coin somebody gives, or no dvijet prapya cha priyam, or the 5 rupee coin falls away. So from the point of view of spiritual happiness, material pleasures are like 5 rupee gains and material losses are like 5 rupee losses. And that's why it's not worth getting emotionally worked up about it. And they're not blind, they're not emotionless, but they have so much higher things to do with their emotions. There's so many higher things to experience and relish with their consciousness that they find it unnecessary and unnecessary that to let their emotions get involved in something which is inconsequential, something which is petty. And in that way, they stay unaffected. So, this verse we can also apply to us as sadhakas that the more we stay equipoised, the more amidst happiness and distress, the more we can also be spiritually purposeful, and the more we can also become knowers of Brahman and eventually become situated in Brahman. So the verse can be a description of the siddha, and it can be a prescription for the sadhaka. Siddha is how they are, so we are describing them. And it can be a prescription, this is how you should behave, so by which the sadhaka can progress on the journey towards becoming a siddha. Thank you.